Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. She is Anita Idol, and I am Alex Irish. Let's jump right in.
We're diving deep into the recent July MTAC, that's the Mailer's Technical Advisory Committee highlights. We're pulling key insights from sources like Snail Talk and the ING report. Our goal today, pretty simple, cut through the noise, bring you the crucial, maybe even surprising updates you need to, you know, stay ahead in the postal world. Okay, maybe the biggest headline from MTAC was the surprise appearance of the new Postmaster General, David Steiner. Apparently, he got a standing ovation, which one source amusingly noted was, quote, simply for not being the former PMG.
Yeah, that was quite something. But what's really fascinating is Steiner's tone. It was described as, well, incredibly congenial, open. It set a completely different atmosphere. And his background, it's pretty unique for this role. He was a waste management CEO, right? Overseeing 22 million customers. Now he's essentially got everyone in the country under his purview at USPS.
Wow, quite a shift. Definitely. And he was very firm. No privatization under his watch, made that clear. Plus a clear commitment to actually listening to the mailing industry. He even shared something personal, said he felt inspired to serve after visiting the American gravesite at Normandy. Really compelling.
That does set a very different tone. Okay, so shifting gears a bit, let's talk positive developments from the PRC, the Postal Regulatory Commission. They've put forward some encouraging proposals, limiting rate increases no more than one per fiscal year, and ensuring workshare discounts really match up with avoided costs. For mailers, I mean, this sounds like great news, right? But what's the real impact?
Well, thinking strategically, yeah, these proposals are widely expected to pass, which means, you know, significantly more predictable budgeting, fewer administrative headaches for the whole industry.
Makes sense. Predictability is key.
Exactly. And looking ahead, 2026, 2027, the projected rate increases were also relatively encouraging. That's largely because the retirement funding provision, that's finally done, completed. No. But we still have the Postal Service grappling with that density death spiral.
Right, the volume issue.
Yeah, declining mail volume keeps driving up the per-piece cost. It just underscores that constant need for mailers like you listening to innovate and really show the value of physical mail.
Okay, speaking of shifts,
yeah.
Big operational changes coming in mail preparation, like 80-keyed C pre-sort containers,
mm-hmm.
You know, for the more granular regional sorting. They're being phased out. They'll basically become broader SCF and mixed containers. One source suggested this might actually create more work for the Postal Service.
Oh, interesting thought.
But for mailers, it could mean rethinking your sortation processes. On the plus side, labeling lists are apparently set to be simplified. So that's something.
Right. And this leads us right into a crucial operational question. The proposed zone-based pricing, this is for marketing mail and periodicals, and it's slated for January 2026.
Zone-based pricing.
Yeah, it's a system with four zones. Postage rates will depend entirely on the entry zone. But what makes this potentially very complicated, as the source put it, is that every entry point will have its own zone structure.
Oh.
Yeah. So figuring out postage could become incredibly intricate. You'll need new calculation strategies.
Okay, wow. Definitely something to watch. Now, here's something I found really fascinating. A USPS study on NCOE-linked processing accuracy. Get this. Despite using NCO-linked, the National Change of Address link, a significant portion of the mailing still returned undeliverable as addressed, UAA.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a mailer, that NCOA timing, it sounds even more critical than I might have thought.
Exactly right. The study pointed to two main reasons. First, timing. They used an NCOA database that was 3 weeks old. And, you know, a lot can change in 3 weeks. Addresses change.
Sure.
Second, ACS address change service proved really crucial. It caught errors NCOA often missed. Things like vacant homes or invalid secondary info like apartment numbers. So the vital takeaway for you, the listener, is this. Best practices. NCOA, as close to the mail date as possible. And always use ACS. You will simply always catch more address errors that way. Think of it like this. NCOA link often covers compliance for mailers.
Right, the requirement.
Exactly. But ACS, that's what marketers rely on for real delivery effectiveness.
Mm.
Avoiding waste.
Got it. That's a key distinction. So beyond those big items, any other quick hits?
Well, yeah. Watch out for ongoing mail transport equipment MTE concerns. We're talking pallet, flat tub, and tray shortages projected for peak season, especially in problem areas like Chicago, Milwaukee, LA, Philly, and northern NJNY.
Right. That's not just a USPS headache.
No, it means potential delays, higher costs for your shipments if you're in those areas. A real heads up needed there.
Agreed. On a slightly more positive note, though, there's apparently a renewed openness. better access to decision makers at MTT. That's encouraging for collaboration.
Good to hear. And one more operational detail, the Do Not Intercept list. It's being retired in September. Seems it was being used fraudulently, mainly around package fraud.
Okay, noted. So, wrapping this up.
Yeah.
What does this all mean for you listening? We're seeing a really dynamic postal landscape, aren't we? Balancing these ongoing challenges like equipment shortages, but also seeing promising shifts. More collaboration, maybe some leadership stability, potential efficiencies in rate management.
Absolutely. And I think this raises an important final thought or maybe a question for you. How do all these shifts, you know, from the new leadership and regulatory tweaks to the technical changes in mail prep and address accuracy, how do they underscore that constant need for vigilance, for adaptation? Really think about what new opportunities these changes might present for you to refine your strategies and truly stand out.
Thank you for listening to Deep Dive with the DFW PCC. Look forward to spending time with you next time.